I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Our thanks again to Jesse Agler for joining us each and every Tuesday, usually at 8:35. We talk to the voice of the Padres, always one of my favorite segments of the week because Jesse is a very sharp individual.
Sharp cookie.
He is. You know, you mentioned you were feeling angst and will continue to feel angst through the end of the baseball season.
Sure.
Which I agree with you. You get to this point, every game becomes even more stressful. What I was not, I mean, we were already kind of stressed about the White Sox games coming up later this week, just because you feel like every other team has had their way with the White Sox all year long. Most have swept them. They're, you know, closing in on setting a modern record for worst season in baseball history.
And they, by the way, those players, they don't want that record.
No.
Those players do not want that
record.
And
they're showing it by, at the worst time possible for the Padres, showing a little bit of fight. The last few days. They won their third straight yesterday. Double up the Angels 8-4.
Come on.
Andrew Benintendi is red hot. Now, you know, anything can change in the next couple of days before they get to Petco Park on Friday. They just got Yoan Moncada back from the 60-day injured list. He said, hey, I'm just here to try to keep us from getting that record for losses, and we're going to go all out. Like, they have the newfound drive and inspiration just for these last 2 weeks
against these
opponents that they get to face at the end of the season.
They're only 43 and a half games out of the wild card. 43.
You know, part of me says, can't you just roll over like you did for everybody else all year? The other part of me says is the Padres are still vastly superior just need to take care of business weekend.
They have a negative 307 run differential.
Yikes.
Negative 307. The Angels, negative 138. The Marlins, negative 201.
Those are bad teams.
The Rockies, negative 224. And they are dwarfing these teams. Minus 307 run differential. Listen, I know it's baseball, and anything can happen on any given night. You need to play these games against the White Sox. I mean, you need to play them and go all out.
Did you say 43 and a half out of the wild card? They're 51 games back of Cleveland.
Correct.
They got that E next to their name in the standings. I wonder when that went up.
July? A long time
ago. Another way, Woods, the 470 runs they have scored are 100 less than the second worst team in baseball offensively, the Tampa Bay Rays. The 777 runs they have allowed are the most allowed by any team in baseball. It's a little bit closer. The Marlins have allowed 768, but they're both the worst team in scoring runs and the worst team in preventing runs at the same time.
They took a lot of heat off the Angels for their season. I mean, the Angels are atrocious. I didn't realize.
The Rockies have allowed more because they play at Coors Field.
I did not realize just how atrocious the Angels have been this year and somehow managed to win 60 games. But it just, you cannot take any opponent lightly, especially not in mid to late September, and you really can't afford to drop any of these games. Just can't.
We're not going to have a 100-win team unless the Phillies like win almost every game the rest of the way. We're not going to have a 100-win team in baseball for the first time in, I think, close to a decade. We only have the one 100-loss team. I mean, the Angels are at 90. You just have to win probably, three or four more to avoid the 100 losses. It would just be the Rockies have to win a couple more to avoid 100 losses, but it's really been a much more balanced Major League Baseball standings top to bottom, other than the White Sox, who have been insanely bad.
You're cutting into the Rindo Report.
All right, let's get it started.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindo Report.
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Yeah, Rioni makes the good point in the chat. The Angels took care of the Padres, and so did the Rockies. You are absolutely right. I shudder. I shudder to think how we would be right now had we just taken care of business against those guys. But yeah. Hey, listen. Hence, if that's not good enough reason to let you know, you cannot take your foot off the gas when you play Chicago. I don't know what it is.
I remember texting the buddy. I think it was before a Colorado series. And he's like, "Oh God, these guys. They got our number." I go, "Yeah." I guess I'm only finding solace in that we play well against the good teams for whatever reason. We can't beat the Rockies.
Yeah.
We're not going to face the Rockies in October. Just don't let them be the reason you're not in October.
Correct.
It doesn't look like that's going to be the case, but I digress. We will start off on a local story here. San Diego FC had an announcement yesterday. They announced that Mikey Veras will be their head coach. That's going to be announced officially later today, I believe, with a press conference down at Snapdragon Stadium. He was most recently the interim head coach for the U.S. Men's Nationals. And he said yesterday, I'm reading from ESPN here, the opportunity to build something special from the ground up with such ambitious and committed ownership and in a city with such a passionate fan base is truly exciting. I look forward to working with the team and the community to develop a winning culture from the start. I will give everything to this club and the people of San Diego. Don't know much about Mikey Veras other than what I just told you.
I will learn as I go.
We will.
Yep.
We're all kind of on the same page there.
He's only 41 years old, so kind of on the younger side. To go with a really young GM, the sporting director, Tyler Heaps, that they hired a couple of weeks ago. So this is a team that is trying to build through youth with their Right to Dream Academy that they're building at Sequan. And are looking to, like, develop a long-term strategy, I think, you know, with, like, building everyone together at the same time. We'll see if it works. I mean, we don't know enough about necessarily the inner workings of the MLS yet as a new city and new team to know if this is a good strategy or not, but I kind of like it.
Winter games?
They start next March is when the 2025 season begins.
I'm telling you, it's hard for me. It's going to be hard for me. Don't scream at me out there. I haven't watched much NFL football at all because the Padres are in it. They're in it. And my focus is like 97% on baseball. And guess where it will be in March? It's going to be 97 to 98% on baseball. I will do my very best. We all will to try to catch the games, try to stay in the know about it. But, you know, Craig's got you covered. Craig Elson's got you covered. Right starts right here at 10 a.m.
You know, Heaps, the GM's only 33.
Good.
Which is crazy.
Lord.
But, you know, A.J. Preller, I think, was either 37 or 38 when he was hired as the general manager of the Padres.
All
I
right.
mean, wow. now he's 47.
And yeah.
As Jesse said, I thought very wisely pointed out, you're only going to get probably better and better at the job as you go. And if a team can get through some of those growing pains and take some lumps as, you know, all right, this didn't work. Let's learn from it and move forward. And as long as the guy you hired is willing to learn from mistakes
sure.
and is not stubborn about it, you're probably better off sticking with the guy that you have than just making constant changes, chasing success.
Ben, his best year as GM by far deserves a ton of credit. And I think a lot of us. In the media, everywhere. I mean, look. Good morning, AJ. I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, I think we're eating our words a little bit. I know I was pretty hot after the Bob Melvin scene, but I mean, look, it's all worked out right now. Now, they haven't won anything yet, but it's just been a fun year, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. And obviously,
he's absolutely positioning himself for like the for executive of the year.
Yeah. Here's $92 million off your books and go make your team better. And he absolutely has.
If he doesn't win it, it's because I think there's a bias against him.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
I think he deserves it.
All right. In college football, I saw the story from Brett McMurphy, NCAA insider, and I wonder if this is going to be a trend across at least the bigger schools with prominent football programs. Brett McMurphy says that Tennessee announced they will be adding a 10% talent fee on all football tickets starting next season. This fee will go to the players, helping fund their proposed revenue share with the team. Tennessee estimates that per seat price increases will average at about 4.5% for the entire stadium. So tickets will be going up.
Now,
and 10% of those ticket sales will go to the team. And I wonder, well, I mean, if you're a season ticket holder for Tennessee or any other football program, nobody likes those ticket price hikes. We talk about it almost every year here in San Diego. Just talked about it a couple of months ago. I get it. But if you know that 10% of that money is going to the players, does that change anything for you?
Well, now you get the guy that says, I pay your salary.
Yeah.
And he's right. I pay 10% of your salary. You get it.
Well, this is a very direct way of,
yes,
of doing it. But ultimately, you didn't think that the schools were actually going to pay.
No, they're going to go.
We're going to like reach into their own pockets to pay the players. They were always going to pass that cost along to the fans and the boosters.
Smart.
One way or another.
Yeah, tell the rich stay rich, buddy.
This is the direct way of doing it, but no. I was like, oh, you mean, yeah, the college president, yeah, I guess I'll take 20% less salary, and
right,
all the professors are going to take, you know, 10% less salary,
coaches,
so we can pay the athletes.
Those coaches love to slash there.
That was never going to happen. No. It was always going to be passed along to college sports fans.
Correct.
It's so different between like professional sports and college sports. Like professional sports have, they get all their money from advertisers, broadcasting deals, etc. Like there's not really like a Padres booster club, but every school has their alumni base. They have a booster club. Like you are investing in the school and in the program,
sure,
not so much the individual players. So you're happy to pay whatever it costs to build a new facility,
hey man,
to bring in better talent.
And like they said, it's the SEC. You could tell them, we're going to take a pint of blood from you every time you come to a game, and it's going to help the program. They'll be like, sign me up. Where do I sit down? You got a cookie for me and apple juice after? They will do it. You know what? They could hike it by 50%, and they're going to pay it. They're going to pay it. They love their college football almost more than anything. So no problem. I bet you there's 7 fans that are mad about it out of all of them that got their tickets raised.
I mean,
bet they
could have just raised prices and not directly said that's
correct
what it was for. I'm sure other schools will be doing that, but ultimately they got to find that money somewhere when they're going to be paying players directly.
Yeah, and Adam says the Madres are the booster club, but they don't take money and funnel, like they don't go leave an envelope at Jake Cronenworth's locker. Here's $300. Nice play.
I will say, though, and I saw Bryce Miller wrote about the old days of the Padres and Ballard Smith when he was the team president, and they were looking to like sign Steve Garvey, and like they didn't have the money for it, so they went to the radio station.
That's right.
Hey, your ratings will increase if we get a good player. Can you give us $500,000 right
That's
now?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine
insane
if they went to the Padres went to Michael right now? You know, well, we want to trade for Luis Arraez, but we can't afford him. Can you guys just float us $1 million or something? I mean, that's how they did it in the old days.
Absolutely. The power of radio. It's incredible. Incredible.
So, yeah, they're calling it a talent fee. And real quick, I just saw the first comment below Brett McMurphy's story was, at Florida State, they're actually giving you money back on a lack of talent fee.
Terrible, man.
Ooh, ouch. All right. And then this is a very serious subject here, but it's kind of the biggest news, some of the biggest news in the world right now is what's going on with Sean Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs. He was arrested last night in New York.
I think you lose all nicknames at this point.
Yeah, Sean Combs.
You're now just Sean Combs.
Yes. Yeah, prisoner number.
He was arrested, and from what I'm reading, there was no official word on the charges, but of course, it is related to the long list of sex trafficking allegations that he has been facing now for over a year. So since last November, he's been hit with 10 lawsuits alleging rape, trafficking, other crimes. They raided his homes a few months back. You might have seen like helicopter footage of that. And so now he is in custody. He has been arrested. And it's a really, really awful and just horrible, gnarly story.
I read a part of the lawsuit the other day, and I really couldn't wrap my head around it, but let's just say it had involved a lot of drugs, a lot of underage women, and a lot of drugging of said underage women.
Ugh.
And you just look at it and go, how how long did you get away with it for? Seemingly a long, long, long time.
He's been on the scene for a long time.
Diddy's been around. Probably Diddy was around like when I was in college.
Early, mid-90s. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And just, he's toast. I mean, he's just
his
toast.
Attorney said he's disappointed with the arrest.
Oh, yeah. And,
quote, to his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with the investigation. I think that's about the only thing you can say. Yeah. It's just... it's
pretty
pretty awful, man. Pretty awful.
And that's Ben, you want to weigh in on the
Diddy? I don't really want to weigh in that much on this story, other than no more Diddy nickname. You just...
Sean Combs.
What's his middle name? Because usually when you
Puffy.
Are really...
Sean Puffy Combs.
I don't think that's his middle name.
Oh.
Sean Love Combs.
Sean Love Combs. Well...
That sounds too nickname-y, too.
I mean, I just got back from Alcatraz, and it's a fate, you know, in my opinion, it's a fate worse than death, going to a place like that, and that's really what he has to look forward to. It's gnarly, so.
Whew. Who else?
Yeah. Who else will be implicated?
I mean, it's going to be dragged out for a long time, I'm sure.
Won't be us, I'll tell you that. Ben and Woods, we're in the clear on this one.
We're good.
We are in the clear.
We are good to go.
As far as I know, I'll speak for myself.
Ben?
Well, I mean, I do have Dalilah.
You have Dalilah at home.
That's true.
That's safe.
I think that is.
That's safe.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. Your wait is almost over. But if you can wait just a couple more minutes when we come back, your chance to win tickets to the Padres-Astros series finale tomorrow. We'll look ahead to the Padres-Astros game tonight, all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything okay, Woods?
Yeah, I'm good. Just had some get some bank fraud going on. Happens.
McAfee, Total Protection.
All right.
Like what kind of fraud? Like someone opened a credit card in your name?
No, or? Somebody's charging things onto my account that weren't me.
Are you sure that's not just you on Ambien?
I've gone through this before. I'm very careful to cast aspersions unless I've done my research, Benny, and I can assure you.
Was it for $36 for a doll?
It was not for that.
That didn't raise any red flags.
I'm just going to tell you that it was for, where is it? It's very little money. I mean, it's like $100. I mean, but $100 is $100, right? Yoga.
That's how they get you. They start with smaller numbers.
Yoga Go, two purchases from Yoga Go. I mean, even in my darkest ambient haze,
you're more of a yoga don't go.
I'm a yoga don't go kind of guy. And so I looked at that, and I saw it processing, and I was like, well, let's make sure it hits. And then it hit, and I'm like, all right, I'm on you, dude. I'm seeing you. And it had an old email address that I used to use that was attached to it. I was like, and I had gotten an Experian alert that said, your email address is on the dark web. And I'm like, oh, great. The dark web.
Isn't all of our, everything that we've ever had is on the dark web.
Pretty much.
Our social security numbers, our email addresses, our bank account numbers, they're all somewhere on the dark web.
Somebody's got them.
Someone's got.
Well, like we said before, you want to steal my identity, you take the good and the bad. All right, you go home, you feed my kids.
If you want to go to my yoga classes for me,
absolutely.
Go right ahead.
But you got to go home, you got to pick the kids up from school, you have to make their dinner, you have to...
Yeah, if we're going to do this, we're going to really
If you really want this, then you can have it, but come and get it all the way. You don't just get my money. You got to take the whole thing. If you're going to steal my identity, steal it 100%.
Where are you... Where is Yoga Go?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know where it is, what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. But I know I didn't spend any money there.
A source of simple home-based yoga workouts.
Nope. Hannah did not buy it. We don't have the same account. So, this is a moment. And the thing is, man, if you don't look at that stuff and really go over it with a fine-tooth comb, it's not a lot of money. So I would have... You know, I just happened to look at my bank and go, what the hell is this? I didn't get any yoga mats or anything. It's a body weight workout thing. Oh, no, didn't do that.
They'll start with like a 50-cent charge, mm-hmm. maybe a $3 charge, just to see if it goes through, and then you can get hit for the
Yoga Go is for workout apps. No, I don't have a yoga workout app. I looked at my subscriptions last night. Nothing. So somebody's out there sniffing around trying to get free apps off your boy. And that's why I had to make the phone call, but no big deal. We're all good.
Padres are on an incredible run of starting pitching right now. Remember when they
segue.
Remember earlier in the season? You're welcome.
Remember, the sky is very cloudy. Yes, I do remember.
So quietly, obviously Yu Darvish hit 6 shutout innings yesterday.
Pitched really well.
Martin Perez had 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run the day before. Before that, it was Joe Musgrove's turn, 6 shutout innings. The day before that, it was another, let's see, that was Dylan Cease when he went 6 shutout innings
really
with 10 strikeouts. And even before that, Michael King, even though the Padres lost his last start, I think he went 5 innings, 1 run against the Mariners in the loss. So they've gone all the way through the starting rotation and getting really good work at a good time of the year for it. The Padres pitchers seem to be turning in some consistent performances lately.
Yeah, man, I got into, not an argument, but a guy in our DMs on Ben and Woods was like, man, you know, when's Ruben going to catch some flack here? And I'm like, for what? And he's like, well, I mean, you know, we got guys out there going 4 innings. And I said, bro, it is early September. Guys are cashed. Weird stuff has been happening. The Joe Musgrove thing we've talked about. Just a weird 6 minutes for Joe. But I said, other than that, man, like, our knock on wood, our rotation is healthy, and honestly, their stuff looks great. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And I said, you know, look at where we are right now. I mean, I'm like, you want us to get on the air and start casting aspersions at Ruben Niebla. I said, it's not going to happen. It's just not. It's not going to happen. And again, I said, ask the pitchers themselves. They'll tell you, I didn't execute that pitch. My plan was good going in. The plan is formulated with Ruben and the catchers and Ben Fritz and those guys. Man, they've done a bang-up job. We're 21 games over 500. I'm not about to go after Ruben Niebla at all. So it just was kind of just one of those things. And he said, well, so after the 4 excellent starts in a row, I wrote back. I said, you feeling better? He said, I need to see it continue. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way. It's never going to work that way. You know, it's a team effort. The guys are pitching well. Let's roll.
So, while I'm definitely excited for tonight's matchup, especially after we talked to Michael King yesterday and see him back out on the mound up against Hunter Brown, he's having a good season for the Astros. I mean, all of their pitchers are. He's 11-8 with a 3.59 ERA. The reason I kind of bring it up is tomorrow's matchup is... Well, that's ace on ace territory. It's Dylan Cease and Framber Valdez, and it is one that is going to catch everybody's attention. And we have tickets to give away for that pitching matchup and game tomorrow. It also happens to be the Fernando Tatis Jr. Platinum Glove bobblehead game. If you would like to win tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Astros game, you can call us right now. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973, is going to win two tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Astros game. Again, the first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead. You can grab your tickets at padres.com/tickets. There are, count them, five more home games left this season. One, two, three, four, five. That's it. Six road Shocking. Games, and then it's all playoffs at that point going forward. And you know how many playoff games you're guaranteed? Well, none at this point.
Zero.
But even if you make the playoffs, two, as a wild card, if you make it as a division champ, a top two seed, you're guaranteed three. That's it. So savor every single one of them. Padres are on a good run right now. Good luck. See everybody calling in. Paulie will answer the phones during the break, and we will come back.
And kiss the roach.
And kiss the roach. Final segment of Ben and Woods coming up on a Tuesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it doesn't happen very often, but I stumped Benjamin Higgins. Basically, he thought I had lost my mind when I read.
We were
doing a little bit of the Astros-Padres look-ahead, and I looked at ESPN.com, and it said that the game tonight is on True TV. And I said, well, that Benny, game on True TV tonight.
That doesn't sound right, Woods.
He had to walk. He got out of his chair. He likes to be right, man. He got out of his chair, walked over, peered over my shoulder to double-check my work.
True TV, what the hell is
that? I don't get it. I don't understand. What does this mean, Ben?
True TV. I don't know. It's part of the TNT TBS package.
Okay.
Like Don sometimes goes and calls games for TBS.
Yes.
So they have a TBS game tonight. It's Phillies Brewers, but it's a doubleheader. And the second game is Astros Padres on True TV. I believe, and now the game will be on Padres.tv, okay. I think, as well, according to my listings. It may even be blacked out here in San Diego on True TV, but that caught me completely off guard that the Padres were on a network broadcast tonight.
File it under things I have no idea how it works.
You should be able to watch the game tonight however you normally watch it.
Now, what is the purpose then of it also being on True TV? Who does that benefit?
Everywhere else in the country.
Everywhere else in the country.
It'll be a nationally televised game outside of San Diego.
Okay, so it's like what happened to me when I was in San Francisco. I pay, how much does MLB TV cost?
$20 a month.
Whatever, $20 a month.
Or no, you pay for the full package, right? Not just the Padres TV?
Yeah, I pay for the full package.
I don't know how much that is.
So it's a lot, I think.
Yeah, it's more than $20 a month.
So, and I also pay for the Padres one, right? So I go to San Francisco, and we go to the game Friday night. We don't go to the game on Saturday. And it's a long day. The kids are a little gassed. We get some food, and I go to turn the game on. It's blacked out. I'm in San Francisco. And I thought to myself, but I pay for the app, I pay for the games, I pay for all of this, I pay. So I tweeted, if you pay for MLB TV, you should be able to watch any game anywhere. Dumb bastards, is what I tweeted. People are like, oh, you got to get a VPN. No, this is why I pay for the app. It's like me, I have Max. It used to be HBO. It's like me paying the exorbitant fees for Max, going to Chicago, and I can't watch The Bear because it takes place in Chicago. Oh, you're in Jersey? No Sopranos for you.
Local blackout restrictions apply.
It's absolutely absurd, and it's one of the worst parts about Major League Baseball.
Just go to L.A., you can't watch anything.
I can't watch anything. Oh, man, I really want to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Sorry. It was down there in Bel Air. You can't watch it. It's absurd. I get the Showtime app. Oh, I can't watch The Chi because that's in Chicago. So, it's so dumb.
So
dude,
do you want me to do a little Ben-splaining here?
Not really. I just want it fixed is what I want.
I know you do, but there's a reason. There's a logical reason for it. It's frustrating for you as the consumer. It actually has more to do with entities like as rights holders or, you know, Padres.tv, that's Padres owned, so it's a little bit different. But Bally Sports, before, you know, they went away here in San Diego, and they still broadcast many TV games. So they want you to obviously sign up for their TV subscription.
So,
Bally Sports.
I'm glad you said that.
Right.
I pay for Cox Cable. I have an app on Cox called Contour, which I'm supposed to be able to watch anything that's if our house sitter is watching.
But when you're
cable.
In San Francisco, someone in San Francisco, I think it's NBC Sports Bay Area, yep. pays a ton of money to make sure that when you're in San Francisco and you want to watch the Giants game, you have to watch it on NBC Sports Bay Area. And you probably could have in your hotel.
No.
They didn't have it available.
Not on.
All right. Well, that's why they do that, because they pay a bunch of money to make sure if you're in San Francisco and you're watching the Giants, you're going to be watching on NBC Sports Bay Area, and everything else is going to be blacked
out.
Which
is, again, you know, it's funny. So a couple months ago, I'm down at Jersey Mike's getting some lunch, and I put on the Contour, and they're like, oh, you can't watch what's actually on your TV. You have to be on your home's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi kills me.
Bro, and yep. I'm losing my mind. Give me a fee. Whatever it is, I'll pay it, and I want the freedom to watch whatever I want, wherever I... What if you were... Ben, what if you, for a living, didn't do sports radio and TV, and you were a salesman, and you went... But you love the Padres. You love them. And you went city to city. I used to travel 2 weeks out of the month. What do you do then? You know what you do? You do what I did on Saturday night and texted a buddy. And for the first time in my life, I streamed an illegal game. Streamed it. Is that the answer that you want, MLB? Because, and by the way, it was as crisp and beautiful as any feed I've ever seen. I've broken many laws in my life. I felt dirty about it, but I didn't feel dirty because I said, I pay an exorbitant amount of money to consume baseball, and you're not letting me consume it. So make it make sense. There's got to be a way to figure it out. You can jack the price of the app up. I rarely travel. But when I go to Hawaii or if I go somewhere else, I want to be able to watch my favorite team. What if you were an outside salesman? What would you do?
At some point, technologically, they're going to be able to figure out a way that knows, hey, you've paid for it. It's your device. You should be able to watch it anywhere
you go.
But when you're still in someone else's market and they control the market, they have
so
to.
So that's, not how, anywhere.
That's how they
not
protect,
anywhere.
That's how they protect themselves. They have that little fence around their market that you can't watch it when you're in there. In their little circle.
It is so frustrating. It's so frustrating when that happens, you know, because, look, I'm going to be going back to Texas. There's all kinds of places you can go in the course of a baseball season. You want to be able to make sure you can see your favorite team, especially with the exorbitant fees that we pay. So, again, I ask you this, MLB. You hear me, local radio host. I'm probably going to get arrested today, just so you guys know. I'm going to have to do time for this. I had to stream. It's also my job to watch, cover, talk about the game. So
you're a monster.
So I'm probably
I would never illegally.
I'm probably going to prison today.
They
wanted
you to buy the Giants season package.
Hey,
so
how
you
doing?
Watch the one
yeah,
game.
No, I'm staying down here. No, I'm staying down. Here's my address of where we're staying.
I just never watched a UFC fight.
I need
on
a quick cable subscription. Do you have a 1 day subscription? Here's the other thing you could do. Charge me $19.99 for one game. I'll just pay it so I can watch the effing game. Pay per view. Figure it out. Figure it out. It's why your league every year is everyone's like, oh, I'm blacked out. I mean, it's just absurd. I don't have any problem consuming football if I want to watch football. I really don't.
Well, Major League Baseball is definitely the most fractured. I mean, they've got all your local radio and television broadcasts for 30 different teams, each with their own crews and everything. And then you have multiple national. There's the MLB on Fox, obviously. There's MLB on ESPN. There's Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, which is even kind of different than the regular MLB on ESPN. There's MLB Tuesdays on TBS and True TV. There's MLB Network games, MLB Network Showcase games. There's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus, and there's Sunday Leadoff on Roku. I mean, they have a lot of different partners and packages.
Somebody said there's a stream called Meth Streams. I'm going to pass on anything called... I feel like that would get a red flag.
Probably.
Meth Streams. I think it's out of Victorville, actually, is where they do that. I don't know what to do. It's absurd. And, again, I'm a rube. I'm a sucker. You got me. Like, I'm such a baseball fan. That's the other thing, is I like to watch other games and other teams. I was yesterday watching the Met game on my phone. You got me. Like, if I go somewhere, I just want to be able to watch my favorite team play. That's it. And again, I'm paying through the nose for it. And so, again, to have to go and, hey, bud, do you have a illegal stream that I can watch? Is that what you want?
But you don't feel bad because you are paying for it.
And then some.
Yeah. I know.
And then,
I know
then some.
No one pays more than Woods for most things.
Somebody, actually. And everyone's hitting me with their, you can get a broken Fire Stick. I've had the Fire Stick before. It looks like the VCR tape I bought in New York City on Canal Street of E.T. or Back to the Future, that a guy was holding his camera up and recording it. My 12-year-old ass got duped into buying like 10 of those tapes for $100 of my allowance money. Coming home, going, Dad, look at all these bootleg movies I got. You put it in, it's like... Like, oh, this is $100 down there. I've always been a room, apparently. But it's so frustrating, man. So frustrating. So now you got me, Ben. You got me, baseball P1, out here stealing streams. Well done.
Let me tease this. I want to know what the, upper limit you would pay for just the unlimited access to anything, anywhere for Major League Baseball for one season. Do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so put a price tag on it. I mean, you know, normally we're talking $20 a month is what the normal cost is, but it comes with the various still restrictions. We're talking unlimited everything, every game in Major League Baseball, regular season, postseason, just for 1 year.
Well, I already pay a lot for cable. I pay a lot for cable, pay for the app. And pay for Padres.
I mean, it should be about it's about like $120 a year for Padres.tv if you want to pay for the whole season, mm-hmm. right?
Pay for the whole season. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And then I have MLB TV, right? Which, again, should allow me then, because I pay for both.
So you pay for Cox?
Yeah.
And pay for Padres TV?
Yes.
You shouldn't have to do that.
But I do it. Because I want to make sure, Paulie, that every TV that I go to in my home, I can make sure the Padres game is on.
If you have Cox, it's just Channel 83 every night.
Channel 83.
Right.
Right. But
so you don't need.
But you can't do that. But you can't stream it on your phone.
So then Cox. What if I go to get a sandwich or my wife makes me go on date night?
Well, then you listen to why 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey.
I get it. If I want to watch the game. And I go
you shouldn't watch while driving.
I'm not driving. I'm on a date night with my wife. That she's
you
forced
be
me to go
dinner
to.
With
she,
your
she's
wife.
Forced me to go to. I'm at a date night, or I'm at a seminar for my kid's school or something, and I need to watch the game. I can't because I'm not on my home's Wi-Fi. It really is absurd. It is just a bunch of double talk and double charging, and it just crushes me. Now again, I don't go. About 90% of the time, I'm in the clear because I'm watching the game on my ass at home. But the 10%, like when you travel or go somewhere, or you got to go see some family or something, it can screw you.
All right, so what's it worth to you? No worries, no hassles.
For a year?
Yeah.
$500.
$500.
Easily.
All right.
I pay that, and I don't think twice about it.
MLB, you have a customer waiting for the new package of the $500 for anytime, anywhere access to everything.
Yeah.
Matt says in the chat, Woods is the reason companies do this, because he'll pay for all of it.
Bro, I just want it easy, Matt. I just want it to be easy, dude. I don't want to have to steal. I shouldn't have to steal streams to watch a baseball game. Nobody should. Nobody should. But I also realize that not everybody can swing $500, you know, a year. And then again, those people will steal streams. First time I've ever done it. First time I've ever watched an illegal stream. I feel like I've checked off every criminal act that I want to ever check off my list.
One of those websites, I would never use it, but it's Stream East.
Right.
And there was a picture going around, I think over the summer, LeBron was like at a summer league game, sitting courtside, and somebody took her from up above and behind him, and you zoom in, and he's watching Stream East on his phone. Oh. LeBron James. Watching illegal streams
illegal.
Of baseball, basketball, but, whatever, football.
Now, Woods, I think I know, you also want to know that if you ever have any problems, you can call in and, you know, speak to a representative. And when you're streaming legally, there's no customer service department ready to fix your problem.
I don't think I've ever called in to complain about a problem.
Never.
Never. To be like, well, I mean, if like your service goes out or something, you try to reset the deal,
right.
Reset the modem, and you wait, and you do whatever. But Jocelyn's dragging me. Jocelyn, she says, Woodsy married up. Stop making it sound like you're forced to go on a date night with your gorgeous wife. I love date nights with my wife. My wife also likes the Padres. We both are very, she that night was like, what do you mean the game's not on? So it's not just me. But yeah, you do. Sometimes you do have the date nights of like, no, we have to do this. And the game happens to be on. So that's just it's a poor example, but that's all it was an example. So they make it really hard. And listen, I don't think they should give their product away for free. Absolutely not. You can't give products away for free. That would be a dumb business model, wouldn't it?
What kind of idiots give their entire would do like, 4 hours of content,
their heart and soul on the house? On the house. CJ, I get it. First world problems. I understand that. I'm talking about a problem.
We live in the first world.
I mean, seriously. It's just a tough thing, and it's frustrating. And again, if I didn't pay for anything, I'd be like, oh, all right, well, you got me. I pay for all of it, and I still can't get it, and that's the bummer. You want to get what you pay for, as the old saying goes.
This may be a topic on a future roundtable. Don't forget, you can tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres roundtable featuring... So commercial-free, that means not only are we not charging you,
We're
not even making you listen to commercials.
We're not even charging them.
We're making nothing at all.
And it's an extra hour for us.
Other than the great support of our sponsor.
Bunch of suckers.
San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. It is pizza royalty, Woods.
Here's something I didn't know. Somebody said, you got jokes. And to be clear, watching the stream is not illegal. Hosting the stream is the illegal part. If you're watching it, are you hosting it?
No.
No, somebody else is hosting it.
I mean, I don't know anything about this stuff.
Maybe you just lost a customer, everybody. It really came in
Yes,
great.
But one day they crack down and then you don't have it
anymore. And then I just pay. I'm already paying.
move on to the next one.
I'm already paying right now.
It's contract with society.
It's frustrating. And I realize it makes me sound like a boomer. I get it. But I am a boomer for that reason, so that I can have – I want to be enveloped in baseball at all times, and I'll pay what it costs, and then you don't let me envelop myself when I go, you know, an hour plane ride north. I can't watch my favorite team. It doesn't make any sense. Okay?
All right. That's it. Don't forget, we got Padres baseball for you at 6:40 tonight, game two of the three-game series against the Astros. Sammy Leavitt with the EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:40. Be listening for – Jesse Angler to work the word
Jesse
Angstrom.
Angler would be great.
Angstrom.
The fisherman.
Angler.
I was
thinking Angstrom, and I got Angler.
Jesse Angler.
Out of it. Angstrom, a tiny, tiny distance of length, like a light wavelength measurement, is the incorporator word for tonight. So you can be listening here on 97.3 The Fan or the Odyssey app in San Diego. Or you can try like Woods to find some other way to stream it.
Have fun watching it on True TV somewhere out there.
Have you tried to submit for reimbursement to Adam?
No. Of course not.
All right, we'll come back. Big League Wednesday tomorrow. We'll see you at 6 a.m. Until then, Annie and Alston up next. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent.
I have a new podcast called The Varsity,
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.